You're listening to WPGU 107.1. I'm Bridget, and that was No Limit by Patrick, who we have live in the studio right here. This is your brand new single. Prior to this, has anyone else heard it beyond people who helped with production?
I did all the production myself. So besides my close friends and my dad, no. By the way, shout out to my family and friends listening right now. I know there's at least a good amount of you guys, so appreciate you guys and love you guys. So yeah, besides that, no. This is fresh. This is brand new.
So that's probably really exciting. How did it feel to hear it on the radio and have it out in the world now?
It always feels good because, you know, you never know what it's going to do for someone. And, you know, like I said, the last music I released was my EP almost a year ago. And I was like, man, it's been way too long. And there's been a lot that's happened since then. And it feels good to finally release something that comes from a place of hope and comes from a place of excitement and newness. And, you know, my last project was about that. It was about that transformation. And, you know, it would probably take me a week to really explain and help people understand the song with everything I put into it and details that I really wanted to craft. But I think that people can still feel, they can feel the newness, they can feel the freshness when they listen to it. And that's just what I want for people. And it's like, I think humans, we want something that's always going to be there. We want consistency, and we want something that we can count on. And so often we're let down when something vanishes and something isn't how it used to be. And I know I've suffered with that a great deal in the past, and it's something that I am getting better at and learning to actually just enjoy. And I believe it's Dr. Seuss. Yeah, Dr. Seuss was like, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. So that's kind of what this song is really about.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, with this single, do you see it as a continuation of your previous EP, or its own entity, or maybe the beginning of something new?
I like that. I like the beginning of something new. You know, the last EP ended on a note of being in the process of change and being in the process of having to let go of things, and that's something that I'm extremely thankful for. Everything that I have gone through that allowed me to make that project in the past and allowed me to learn those lessons and go through those hardships, because now I'm in a place where it's like, bring it on. You know, like, whatever's going to happen, you know, with love, with life, with music, I'm just excited for it. And it feels good to finally be in a place like that.
Definitely. I'm still working on getting there myself.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Definitely. So should we be expecting a new album or EP coming up sometime?
Yeah, so I am working on a few projects, and I realized that I met with my dad before I came here, and he was like, dude, you have like 4,000 songs you gotta write before you die, and there might even be more than that. So there's definitely new projects on the way, new songs on the way, and I'm excited for you guys to hear them.
It's very exciting. So, circling back around to the song itself, as you were saying, the tone is a lot happier, more hopeful than Monsters was.
Yes, for sure.
So how did you, I guess, get from that place? Was there one specific thing that happened, or was it just a long process of change that happened over the past year?
All it took was a text, actually, and a text message from someone. And it was just a moment of just hope and excitement. And even if that, you know, even if things change, even if things aren't what they used to be, I think hope and love are two of the most powerful things in the world. And no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've lost, if you can still hold on to hope and excitement for not only what's next, but what's right now, is so powerful. And that's what I felt when I started writing this song, because I felt something when I got this text message from this person. It made me feel this, it was such a genuine feeling. And I think in the world we're living in right now, it's a very interesting time. And you know, you have dating apps and people are essentially like listed like they're a catalog of people, and it's pretty weird if you really think about it. And I think people aren't used to feeling that genuineness anymore. And I know it still exists, but I think it's something that we've kind of gotten numb to. And so when I finally felt that again, it was so powerful that that's kind of what jump-started this mindset and this song where, you know, even if something doesn't last, even if something doesn't turn out how you thought it was going to, like, you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
In a good way.
So you're talking about how this was kickstarted by text.
Yeah.
At the end of the song, you included a voicemail.
I did.
What was the inspiration behind that? Was that a specific, you know, I think there's a pretty clear muse in the song.
Yes, there is.
So is that in any way related to the text message, or is that something different?
I'll plead the fifth on that one.
All right. Fair enough. Well, one of the other things that I noticed is there are a lot of references to religion in this one, in the words and also in the sound and the piano at the end.
Yeah. That organ type.
Yeah. Sure. So, and I've noticed that more in this one than maybe in your past ones, or maybe I just missed it in your past music. But I was wondering.
Monsters had a good amount of references.
Okay.
This one's definitely heavy. Like, you're absolutely right. I think in each verse and the chorus and just about everything.
So how important of an influence is your religion to your life and your music?
Man, I think that's a great question. We could get pretty deep with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I grew up with a Christian household, and my dad was always into, like, Taoism and Zen and more of Eastern philosophies, which aren't even religion, it's more sort of way of living. And so I always had this fusion, and so whenever I say God, like, I'm not big on telling other people to how they should define that. And I think even to try to define God goes against the concept itself. It gets really weird to talk about. So I think that it comes down to hope and faith that there is reasons for everything. And personally, I think it's crazy to think that there isn't something like that. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the universe. You can call it love if you want to. But it's important. And I think that in times where I felt that I had nothing. All right, we're back. So God. In some of the darkest times I've had, I felt this push to keep going and this power. That's hard to explain. So when it comes to my music, I don't even like sit down like, oh man, I gotta mention God in this. It just kind of happens. So I think it's just a part of how I view life.
So it comes naturally, just kind of like it's like, a part of this whole changing process.
Like there in the first verse, the second verse of No Limit, there's a line where I go, let there be light. God's done it, like he did something really cool, when, you know, or God, he, she, whatever you want to say, when this all happened. And it's like, if you really think about it, you got to be careful not to think too deep, but it's more of just an appreciation for, like, I don't want to understand it. I don't want to understand God. I don't mean to, and there's no way I ever could, or life for that matter. It's all just a mystery to be enjoyed.
Definitely. So one other thing that you mentioned to me before we went on air was, your connection to autumn. You said that Prince Aki, Aki comes from the word for autumn in Japanese, right?
Yeah.
And there are some references to autumn at the end of this song too.
There is.
So what is the significance of the season for you?
What is it? It was my peaches drip from autumn winds. I can't quite explain that one on air without getting arrested.
Fair enough.
I still think that I always think of this thing that I heard about mermaids.
Okay.
I don't know how true this is or whatever, but it's the myth that if a mermaid kisses you, you live forever. But you're also cursed to see everyone that you ever know and love die, and you never die. And I think that's just a good reminder that we all want these things to last forever. We all want this love and this feeling and this, wherever we're at, to like, oh, I want this to stay. And the fact that it fades away is precisely what makes it beautiful. And that's such a hard thing for humans to deal with, and it's been hard for me as well. And I think that's why I love autumn, and you just feel this, you feel this impermanence. And within that impermanence, you have, you see the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is for me.
That's really, yeah, it's deep. Kind of the feel of, I feel like autumn is kind of a chaotic season too, in a way.
In a very gentle, powerful way.
Yeah.
And on the flip side though, on the opposite, you have spring, and I equally love spring, and it's like, it's such a powerful feeling when you've been through this winter, and this season of nothingness, of being alone and being cold, and you see change happen, you see hope happen. I think that's also equally powerful. I think, you know, spring and autumn in some weird way are best friends.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. So there's a lot of a lot going on with just this idea of this cycle.
Yeah.
Both in your music, in your faith.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah.
Has this been something that you've been thinking about for a long time, or is it a fairly recent thing?
Oh man, that's a good question. So when I was a kid, I would see a TV, and I'd see like the little red light that would be on even when the TV was off. And even when I was a little kid, I wanted to unplug the TV so the light wouldn't burn out. Like, I was that obsessive about wanting something to last forever. I wouldn't want the night to end. Like, my mom and sister would be like watching TV and want to go to sleep, and I'd be like, yo, let's go to Walmart or something. I'm from the Midwest. So it's always been something that I've struggled with as far as wanting something to last forever. And I've missed out on quite a lot over the past 3-4 years of just hesitating and overthinking experiencing something, because I overanalyzed, and I thought, oh well, what if this happens, or it probably won't work because of this, but why start it if it's going to end, is the mindset that I've had for so many things. And I thought, what about Disney World? Like, you don't go to Disney World expecting to stay there forever.
It's true.
Like, you know, it's, everything in life is just meant to be experienced that way. At least that's my personal opinion. So now with this idea of autumn and how you said cycles, I realized that just, it's a ride, you know. You got to go along with it and have fun and not take it so seriously.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your music.
Yeah, thank you, Bridget. And thanks to 107 and U of I and all you guys listening. I appreciate you guys.
Is there anything else that you want to say before we sign off?
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the song. It'll be out pretty soon. Until then, you can call in and request it at 107. And can't wait for you guys to hear my new stuff. If you haven't heard my stuff yet, hit up my website, patricksound.com. All my social media is on there. And if you want to find my album, Monster in Monte Carlo, it's on all Apple Music, Spotify, and all that. So stay tuned for new music.
All right. Well, this is Bridget and Patrick signing off. If you liked what you heard today, again, go check out his stuff, Monsters of Monte in Monte Carlo. That's a hard thing to say fast. That's out now. Look out for No Limit to drop soon, but you can hear it here exclusively, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And if you haven't already, you can actually listen to our previous interview at WPGU.com, where we talked about monsters.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, take care, Polar Bear.